What does this mean for pastors? The torch has passed by us or in spite of us. Brothers, be an ambassador for the best that the church has to offer. Set the tone for passing the torch as you set a banquet of the sinner's justification through faith in Jesus. Be a student of the scriptures and of the saints who from their labors rest. Why? Because there is a treasure trove of torches that is waiting to be discovered and passed on to the next generation. Read something on Lutheran history and worship every summer. Be a key element in helping your people see their connection to the greater and, yes, perhaps grander traditions of the church, especially their Catholic and Lutheran traditions. Because if we don't, the Rick Warren languishing still on Walmart shelves will pass a torch, just not the one we're hoping for. For teachers, Schalk writes, singing and learning strong, solid hymns is crucial in the developing life of young Christians. Good hymns tell the story of the faith, teach theology, and help to incorporate children into the worshiping community. He writes the truth. The torches that are passed in Wells will in large part depend upon your work in classrooms around our synod. Teach hymnody, reference it often. Show children the connection between classroom and chancel, between chapel service and divine service. Take your students on field trips of the sanctuary and let them understand what they are seeing as well as hearing. Teach their fingers and vocal cords to play and sing, no, proclaim the gospel of Christ. Finally, teach them what is truly a torch, and don't waste time spending things on what is trendy. What is the best devotional book, my lay brothers and sisters, on the shelves of Northwestern Publishing House? It's the hymnal. What is the best book on doctrine on your shelf? It's Luther's Small Catechism. You want a bite of the bread of life? Then open the scriptures. Many of our Lutheran great grandmas and grandpas left their mothers and fathers behind in the old world. But these three books they brought with them. Get to know them all over again. Not just cerebrally, but down in your gut. Because as you do, the gospel will have its way with you. And then you too will be a primary passer of torches. Learn the difference between small C Catholic and Roman Catholic. Appreciate the fact that not every American evangelical is all that evangelical. Support worship enrichment efforts in your parish and in your synod. Support the next generation with your time and your praise, and especially your treasure. How many churches in our synod have refused to spend $12 for a young child to receive music lessons and only turn around and pay dearly for many years because they don't have musicians? Become a patron of the arts, a provider for torch passers. And so the torch is passed. This conference will be filled with the newly commissioned sounds of brand new composers. The conference will be splashed with the colors and creations of new artists. A Tiefel directed the festival choir last night. A much younger and a much, well, another Tiefel. New generations of Balgies and Zabels, etc., are carrying on the family tradition. Others, like Melchizedek of old, without genealogy and Wells, are energetically taking their torches and putting them to work for the glory of God and the salvation of man. Children who played Game Boy during orchestra practices in 2005 are playing in the orchestra in 2011. High school students, 99 of them, will shock you with their passion as they proclaim Christ to you in the closing concert. A children's choir throughout the conference will comfort you. The gospel torch is going to the next generation, and the next generation is glad to have it. But this is only a conference. This conference is on steroids, what we all need to be about at on the home front. This is your ministry, your church, your brothers and sisters of Christ. We are the recipients of the blood and blessings and of the generations that have gone before us. And so now we are conduits for these blessings to flow and go to the next generation. You have sinned. So So douse it in the daily remembrance of your baptism. You have a Savior who is the light of the world and the light of your life. You have received a torch of truth freely. May God bless you as you spend yourself totally to pass it on. So now, until we die, sound we your praise on high and joyfully sing, infants and all the throng who to your church belong, unite to swell the song to Christ the King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.